It's the biggest data privacy law that you've probably never heard of. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. GDPR stands for General Data Privacy Regulation. It is the biggest change in European privacy law in over 20 years, and it goes into effect in May. It basically takes the toughest privacy rules from countries like Germany and makes it the law across the entire EU. Among other things, the GDPR says businesses have to get permission to store and use consumers' personal data and let people examine that data or even ask for it to be removed. And even though the laws are European, they apply to any company that deals with the personal data of EU residents. So yeah, I'm looking at you, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Salesforce. Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb, and she is advising clients on how to get ready for the upcoming regulations.
What companies are doing now is almost doing a data discovery, trying to understand, you know, what their systems are, where each data point might sit so that they can actually honor those requests.
And then let's talk about the fines, because that's been a big conversation around this. What happens if, what could potentially happen if companies don't comply?
The largest fines are going to be 4% of a company's annual global turnover. So that's a really large, scary number.
Let's drive that number home a little bit. Let's say you're Facebook and you have a lot of data and it's a lot of different places and you kind of can't get your act together. Is it your annual revenue when you say annual turnover? Like if Facebook made $27 billion in 2016. You're talking about a potential fine that's 4% of that?
Right, exactly.
That's a lot.
And if you're a global company, that applies to, you know, across the board, across the entire enterprise.
As companies kind of get their privacy houses in order then, could this trickle over to the U.S. at all? Could we see sort of better behavior just as a side effect?
I think there's a good chance that might happen, particularly for these global companies where it's just not going to be practical for some companies to silo the EU and treat data coming from the EU completely differently than data coming from the US or any other jurisdiction.
Do you think we need it?
I hesitate on that. I think we do, but we have a number of industry regulations, like self-regulatory standards at the advertising industry and some other industries, automobile industry, and that might be a more efficient way to go just because you want consumers to have protection, but at the same time, business needs to operate. And most people I know don't want to, for example, pay per Google search or pay to sign up for a Facebook or a Twitter. And so to have these ad-supported platforms still available, we're going to have to find a way to balance privacy rights and business rights. And the industries might be better suited to do that than the federal government.
And so you're saying that a potential side effect down the road could be, like you said, that you'd have to pay every time you want to do a Google search because Google couldn't make money off of your data?
Right, exactly. I think at least in the U.S., we've come to understand that our data is our currency so that when we get services for free, we're paying for it with our data. And if we're no longer allowing companies to collect our data, well, you know, it takes money to provide these services. And so how does that service continue? You might have to pay for that.
And do you think philosophically that's what the GDPR is aiming for, is getting rid of data as a sort of an income stream?
I do. And there are regulators in the EU who have made that statement. And I think it's important to understand that there is a philosophical difference. In the EU, privacy is viewed more as a human right. It's a fundamental human right, almost how we look at, you know, the First Amendment here. So the idea of commodifying your data isn't really as palatable in the EU as it is in the US. And I think that's why you've seen some differences in the way that privacy is regulated.
That's Jessica Lee of the law firm Loeb & Loeb in New York. Side note here, 4% of Facebook's $27 billion in revenue is right around $1 billion. PricewaterhouseCoopers surveyed executives of large companies in the US back in 2016. Over half of them said that GDPR compliance is their top priority. 77% said they plan to spend $1 million or more getting their ducks in a row. But on Tuesday, a report from the threat analysis firm MediaPro said more than half of U.S. employees have never heard of GDPR. Man, you hate to be the guy at work who accidentally triggered the $1 billion fine, right? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.